From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe calls U.S. President-elect Donald Trump a leader in whom he can have great confidence. Abe is the first world leader to meet with Trump since he won the U.S. presidential election. The two met in New York. During his campaign, Trump questioned several bedrocks of the U.S.-Japanese relationship, suggesting that the U.S. was doing too much to provide defense to Japan. In related news, a senior Trump official says retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn has been offered the job of National Security Advisor, but a formal announcement has not yet been made. Flynn is the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. U.S. President Barack Obama has joined the leaders of Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and Spain on Friday to discuss security and economic challenges facing the transatlantic partners. In what is likely the last such gathering before he leaves office in January, Obama brought his message of America's enduring unity and cooperation to the heart of Europe on Thursday, stressing that the United States will continue to engage with the world. Obama called on his successor, Donald Trump, to stand up to Russia, saying his hope is that the president-elect takes a similarly constructive approach as he did. The United States said Thursday that it will press for a UN arms embargo against those responsible for the violence in South Sudan, which has dramatically escalated along ethnic lines. But getting the council to agree to an arms embargo and targeted sanctions may be difficult. When the idea of an embargo was first raised many months ago, some council members expressed reluctance, fearing that such a measure would be difficult to enforce and that it would hurt the Juba government and favor the opposition. This is VOA. Syrian government aircraft and artillery backed by Russia has intensified their offensive against rebel-held areas of Aleppo early on Friday, killing several people, including children. It was the fourth straight day of renewed airstrikes by government forces since Moscow declared an end to a month-long humanitarian pause on Tuesday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has said that at least 65 civilians have been killed since the offensive resumed. The rebels fired more than a dozen rockets into government-held areas of the city, the observatory added. The rebels have been besieged in the eastern part of Aleppo by the army since July. Aid agencies say food supplies are virtually exhausted. President-elect Donald Trump's tough stance on immigration and his plan to scrutinize Muslims has sparked fear among U.S. immigrants, as well as revolt against what many Americans consider fomenting of racial hatred. Since his election victory, Trump has sought to allay some of those concerns, saying that only undocumented immigrants with criminal records will be deported, up to 3 million of them. VOA asked a member of Trump's Hispanic Advisory Council, Luis Quiñones, to clarify the incoming administration's immigration plan. Zlatica Hoke has more.
In the wake of last year's terrorist attacks in Europe, Trump has demanded a complete ban on Muslims entering the United States. He has also demanded tougher control on those already in the country. Quiñones told VOA that immigrants who are in the country legally have no reason to fear, Muslim or not.
We are going to be targeting extreme Muslims who don't work within the true religion or the peaceful solutions of the world. You know, anyone who wants to do harm, they're not wanted. They're not welcome. We'll pursue them. Anyone who comes here to the United States to be an integral part of our society and contribute to our society has absolutely no reason to fear, no deportations. We won't be targeting you. We won't be profiling.
The Trump administration plans to keep track on criminals and make sure that once deported, they cannot re-enter the United States. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Volkswagen and its labor unions have agreed on a plan involving 30,000 job cuts by 2020, aimed at boosting profitability and helping the carmaker recover from the so-called Dieselgate emissions cheating scandal. The agreement, reached after months of difficult negotiations, will lead to annual savings of $3.9 billion. Two-thirds of the job cuts are expected at VW plants in Germany, the rest in North America and Brazil. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.